So as we gather for Christmas, I'd like to welcome everyone. And I know there's probably many family members who are visiting family here in our area. So we welcome you to St. Pass as we gather for the birth of our Lord and celebrate the great gifts he brings us. I'd like to begin with a little story. There was this small Catholic school in this small town, and it was lunchtime, and the students came in for lunch and were lined up. And right at the end, this cafeteria area, there was a large tray of apples right at the beginning point of the serving area. And the nun had written a little note, and she put it by the apples. And ominously, it read, "Take only one, God is watching you." All the way down at the other end of the serving table, there was a large tray of chocolate chip cookies. And one of the children had written a little note and put it by the cookies, and the note read, "Take all you want, God is watching the apples." That's pretty corny, but how does God look upon us? Is he kind of like an angry ogre looking to whack us for the least little infraction? Is he a creator who started everything off and then just kind of backs off, uninvolved, aloof, uncaring? You know, if we want to know what God is all about, you know, we look at Jesus. And our Heavenly Father saw the plight of humanity and just how lost people were, you know, the violence and the hatred. And rather than being disconnected, Jesus was born into our world in order to lift us up. And if we want to know the heart and mind of God, we look at Jesus, and as you read through the Gospels and you see what he said, what he did, it reveals who God is. And Jesus brought healing, he brought forgiveness. Sometimes his words were very, very challenging, but it was always about bringing life. And as we gather for Christmas and we reflect on this great gift that is Jesus, and we celebrate this every year so that he can be born more deeply into our hearts, we open ourselves to the gifts he brings. This is a gift-giving time of year, giving gifts and receiving gifts. And there's an element in the gospel that I want to draw our attention to. It's easy to miss, but it's the inn. And really, we hear that there was no room for them in the inn, Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus. And the inn is really our hearts, our soul, our lives. And the question is, really the challenge of Christmas, is there room in the inn of our lives? And God always respects our freedom. You know, if we want to keep the door closed, we can do that, and he's going to respect our freedom. And what would keep us from receiving him more deeply and allowing him in? I mean, it could be skepticism. It could be hardness of heart. There's a lot of reasons why we can close ourselves off. But when we do receive him, what are some of the gifts he brings? And I want to just reflect on three. And the first gift that I believe the Lord brings in a very significant way is the gift of hope. And we all need that. It's a tough world out there. And as we gather this morning, I would imagine some of you, you come with a heaviness of heart. Maybe it's a loss of loved ones. You know, it could be just some struggle or a discouragement. It could be some kind of brokenness. And we can be tempted sometimes, even to the point of despair. And I think the Lord wants us to know that he is with us, and he will give us that hope, that spirit of perseverance. And I think we need that if we're going to make the journey well. We need that spirit of perseverance. And Jesus is the light of the world. He came into a world where there's a lot of darkness to be that light, to be that presence, and to bring that hope. And so if you come heavily burdened or have something going on in your life, just know the Lord is there to give you that strength you need, that hope and that encouragement and that light and that spirit of perseverance for the journey. Jesus also came to bring the gift of forgiveness, and he continues to bring that. The name Jesus means God saves. And what does he save us from? One of the things he saves us from are our sins. None of us here are perfect, and we all know what it's like to succumb to temptation. We have the best of intentions, but there are times where we fall. We need God's mercy. And the many people I talk with, I know there are some who they almost feel like they're beyond God's forgiveness, that they're not good enough. And we always need to know that God's mercy, His forgiveness, is bigger and greater and stronger than any sin we commit. He just needs a humble, contrite heart. And He brings that gift. He doesn't want us walking through life all shackled by guilt and shame. He wants us to know freedom. And Jesus comes to bring that type of forgiveness. And there's another dimension to that that's very important. He also gives us the grace and strength to forgive others. One of the great problems that exists in our world is the problem of resentments and grudges and hatred. It is so easy to hang on to that stuff. We all know what it's like to get hurt. And what that does, it really poisons us on the inside when we hang on to that. It just pollutes our insides, our attitudes. And maybe that's a gift that you need this Christmas, is that grace to be able to forgive, to let go, to release. And the Lord can help us to do that. He doesn't want us hanging on to things that are deadly. And we see it played out in our world all the time, don't we? The vengeance and the violence, the retaliation. And that can happen in families. That can happen in the workplace, our neighborhood, our school, wherever we're at. So maybe that's a special gift that you need of this Christmas. You know, the other one I wanted to just touch on briefly, it's connected to another element in the gospel today. It's the manger. What is a manger? It's a feeding trough. Jesus was born into a very impoverished setting. He was born in this feeding trough for animals. But there's a very important spiritual significance to that, because what is Jesus? He's the bread of life. He is the true food that nourishes our souls. And as we gather for Mass, anytime we gather, we gather around the altar, and this nativity, this feeding trough, is right by the altar, and we're able to receive the Holy Eucharist. How much closer to the Lord can we get? And a powerful sign of God's love is being born into our world, is the gift He gives in His very self. And we're able to receive Him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Eucharist. He is the nourishment, the bread of life. And that's why He was born into this feeding element, in order to be able to feed us as His people. So we're going to be entering into a new year very, very soon. And the Lord needs you and me. And as we allow Him deeper into our hearts, as we allow Him to nourish us with His Eucharistic presence, we're strengthened to be His presence out there in a world, in a fallen world, that is in great need of light and hope and peace and forgiveness. And the Lord counts on His people. He counts on you and me to bring that. So He is very, very generous with the gifts He gives. And in this time of gift giving, let us receive what He brings, because I think it's what we need at the deepest level in our heart and our soul, so that we can be strengthened as His presence in the world. So may God bless all of you. May God bless your families this Christmas. And we thank Him for all His good gifts. And may our lives be a gift.